This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Monday, June 12th. Smart beta ETFs are gaining a lot of attention, assets, and controversy. Earlier this year, Jack Bogle, the founder of Vanguard Group, warned against the dangers of allocating money to smart beta funds. He said he's wary of new financial instruments that haven't been tested by a big shock in the market. Bogle wondered if the market is suffering from too much innovation. Here's Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas.
What's funny is Vanguard is leading smart beta ETF flows. They're namely their product VTV, which is the Vanguard Value. Their growth one is also taking in a lot of money. They're taking in more money than any other product. So while Vanguard isn't really known for smart beta, they do have a couple products. I will say this, though. When you look at smart beta, there's everything from the simplest thing to the most complicated, and Vanguard's tend to be on the simple side of it.
Balchunas says that may be one of the reasons why investors are attracted to Vanguard's smart beta products. They're easy to understand. And according to Balchunas, there are other reasons why investors are flocking to smart beta ETFs.
The thing is, a lot of investors, for better or worse, just don't want to buy a couple index funds and call it a day. That might be the best philosophy. If you can do that and wait 20 years, you'll probably beat everybody. But a lot of people just don't want to do that. They want to try to take chances, do something different. And I think smart beta fills that void. At least it does it for about a third of the cost of an active manager. There's no capital gains in the smart beta ETF. And you could argue that the lack of emotion actually helps you out as well.
Citigroup estimates that assets in smart beta funds will swell to $1.2 trillion by 2019. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.